Hello and welcome to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I'm so happy to be a servant leader. I'm so happy to be God's choice and that God finds value here. And being a valuable asset to God means the world to me. You know, when you have a mindset that you are worthy and that you are accepted and not rejected, you move with an assurance that you are somebody. So I just want to, you know, speak life over my woman because I'm doing the unthinkable. At one point, I didn't think that I had the bandwidth to come and open myself and surrender myself before the King and say, use me and have your way. And I've done what God has asked me to do, and that is to be obedient. And the sacrifices that I make is to create room in my schedule to make sure that I can feed the lambs, feed the sheep. Because Jesus asked, do you love me? And if you love me, you will feed my sheep. And so I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and the God who sees, a God that is my strength finder. And I talked about that on the last episode, that you got to get around good company. And that good company is when you're called higher, you are able to sow good deeds to people that didn't even know to expect goodness and mercy to follow them at their home, at their doorstep, at their cubicle. And so, you know, just be the good that keeps on going. And I wouldn't be a daughter of the King if I didn't give a round of applause for God being my Jehovah Jireh. Providing a way out of no way in my wilderness. God is a way maker. As you know, God charged me with sharing my testimony at the top of this podcast in episode 2. I let you all know that I was facing some charges. And in that charge, even though I was arrested in the physical realm on earth, I was also arrested and charged in the spiritual realm to give God praise and worship. And so despite what it looked like, God didn't care as much as he was reviewing my decision-making, my reactions, and, you know, my heart posture. And so people, all they could hear, all they could see is that I've been charged. But all God saw is his daughter, the blood of Jesus on my life, the faith, the love for him, and a firm foundation to rest his Holy Spirit in my vessel. And I'm so glad that God had a different glance over my situation, because God's situational awareness about what I've been doing in the dark, about how I've been submitted to God to resist the devil so that he must flee from me. No one could really vouch for me like God could. So yes, I was put in a police car. Yes, the officer said that I am this, that I am that, and that I shouldn't be before children teaching. But, you know, that was her language. That wasn't God's language. And today, I had court that I had to show up for. And when I went there, I had a brief conversation with my lawyer. And so God gave us a plan of action. And in that plan of action, it was asking for me to go before the judge and surrender myself before the judge. And as I surrendered myself before the judge, God said, I want you to speak my words. And as you speak the words of humility, you're going to arrest the judge and you're going to arrest the officer. Now, come on, somebody. There was nothing but power in the room. But the power that trumped all power is that almighty power, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I am sitting here to say that the charges were dropped. Not only were they dropped, the judge spoke to me with such level of humility and compassion. So this time, in that 6 months of laboring in that wilderness, God moved that stiff-necked woman for thinking that I could do anything other than to pray when I was pulled over. God was not concerned about how I was handled. God was not concerned with what was right or what was wrong with the matter. God was concerned was, did I model a Christ follower before that woman? And so there was areas of improvement on my behalf. And the biggest improvement that God asked of me is to humble myself a little bit more and do that by moving in silence. Now, I could have done a multitude of things and was like, bump that, vengeance is mine. I'm going to get on social media. I'm going to get all of these people amped up with rage to advocate on my behalf. But God told me that vengeance is the Lord's. And so if I had not trusted in the word of God, then I would not have been able to sit in that courtroom, reading Bible verses, asking God to order my steps and be a great steward over my tongue. Because it was my mouth that cursed me to begin with. Because my mouth spoke fear. It did not speak love, because the emotion that was provoked inside of me arrested me in a fear mindset, but it did not speak love. And so I'm here to tell anyone that God knows who you are. Just like, honey, you were in a situation where you know that had you have taken a deep breath, you would have made a different decision. But I'm telling you, God has not forgotten your character. God has not forgotten your laboring. God has not forgot your worth ethic. Even when people have given up on you, and they will, and they did give up on honey. People had an aha moment. Finally, we can show her how we really feel about her. Do you know how crazy people thought I was for believing that God will free me? Do you know how people looked at me when I said that God is my attorney? They were looking at me like, make a better choice, honey. But the first time I appeared in court, I went with nothing but the Spirit of God. And said, God, the way that you were with those men in the fire, with me, you shall be. Because God, I need you to show up in a different way. I want you to show up if I'm right. I want you to show up if I'm wrong. Because that's what your word says about you, about your character. That you are reliable. No matter where I find myself. So I just wanted to thank the judge for taking the time to look at the video. That's time that he will not get back from his family, from speaking life over himself and doing self-care measures to make sure that he's okay, especially with, you know, that huge responsibility of making a decision, you know, in the moment. And I also want to thank God for, you know, the officer receiving my apology. And so what you may have heard is that the charges were dropped, but I wasn't loosed of the responsibility to face the person I had offended with my inability to listen the first time. She had strict rules of listen to me the first time or else. And, you know, a lot of times we get lost in the or else, but, you know, it's okay for the officer to have had standards and boundaries for me, for her safety, for her security. And so I had to make sure that she knew that I want to protect her as I know that she wanted to serve and protect me. So I want to give all honor to God. I could not take another step, miss another moment. I was crying in my car. I pulled my car over to worship. So what if the people that were driving by thought I was insane? They may not have met a God that never lost a battle. Could you imagine being around your children and believing for the impossible? As you hear me saying this to you, I want to cover, or the Holy Spirit and I want to cover, the topic, delayed gratification is still gratification. Guys, listen, no one saw it but me. So whatever God gives you vision for, you better lock your eyes in and stay focused on what God says he will do about a thing. Now, God could have resolved this 6 months ago. He chose not to do it. Because I believe that if God would have responded right then and there and the charges would drop, that might have birthed a little bit of self-righteousness inside of me. Like, okay, then it's me and God over everybody, but it's God and I with everybody. So I'm grateful that it taught me to pray how I've never prayed before. It taught me to fast like I never fasted before. It taught me to weep, a mourn that I've never mourned before. It taught me patience for an outcome of victory, because I was fighting from victory, not for victory. Do you know how hard it is to train your mind to say that you're victorious when everything around you was collapsing? Do you know how hard it was for me to have God to tell me that he still wanted me to do great things in the school system, and the HR is telling me, hey, I need an update on this case because I'm unsure about you? So God was telling me, take this training, go do that. And as I was doing the things God asked me to do, no matter what any HR representative said, no matter what a principal said, no matter the teachers that turned away, God presented a table in the presence of my enemies. But don't think that while my enemies were sitting at the table, I had my feet kicked up, high-fiving, pat-a-caking God. Oh, I was in the thick of it. Sweating, because I knew the only way to get God to respond with a sense of urgency is to surrender. The Bible says, blessed are those that are needy, depressed. Your mind can't even think on a solution. My mind couldn't think on a solution. I didn't have the resources to connect myself to that judge, to connect myself to that officer's family, to plead a case of innocence. The only connection I had and the only connection I needed was the connection from prayer language to the kingdom throne. So if God did it for me, God will do that unlikely thing for you if you will long suffer. And that means have the patience for God to do what you're asking him to do in his timing. So what you're hearing is, okay, I started this podcast in a month that I did not want to do it. I wanted God to show me that he was riding with me. He was walking with me. No, God said, you're out of order. I am your king. I don't respond to you in a way that you think that I do. I respond to you in a heart of surrender. You don't bark orders at me. So what I'm saying to you, don't go to God and say, you must do this. You need to say, what can I sacrifice to get God's attention? How can I give over this television show? How can I give over gluttony? What can I give up? Right? All of us love social media. I'm off social media. Even though I wasn't using my social media platform to my gain, I was lifting up, you know, the God above. But what if God saw just a smidget of pride, a smidget of ego as I was sharing his word? You know, I can't see all that God can see inside of me. So when he asked me to come off social media, I had a choice just like you to continue to do my will or to choose to do God's will. We all have choices. Which choice you choose will choose your outcome. So if you're in a hot seat and you know that there is no person on earth that can help you, then you are in the best place of your life. I was telling a gentleman today, I was like, have you ever been in a situation where no one on earth can help you? See, the judge couldn't help me without God. Because the first few times I went to court, the judge was only wanting to honor the officer. The district attorney couldn't honor honey. The district attorney, he wanted to honor the officer. And when I was, you know, talking to officers and different people about what was going on, all of their advice was about future decisions. No one could help me with a past decision made. So it was good for me that no one could help me. Because had someone used their resource to help me, I would have missed the hand of God. And see, God's hand is a righteous hand. It doesn't come with any manipulation. And when God moves in your life, your vision is not distorted. See, if someone would have came on the back end and settled the charges, I don't know what that person had agreed to, nor, do I know if that person is a man or woman of faith? If they didn't have to throw faith on it, belief on it, hope on it, that person could have done something to advance themselves and then attached my character, my brand of honey on that decision and said, well, as long as she's free, she's okay. But if something in the future were to happen, I want you to remember her in the wrong way. And see, God remembered me in the right way, in the righteous way, with a moral conscience. So we have to be careful of being too needy of people. And I know that what I'm saying to you sounds like, okay, well, I see your situation, it's just court, but this situation I have, I've murdered someone, or, you know, I've been caught in doing something that was wild. I'm telling you that the undoing can happen only with God. And what God will do, he will keep your integrity and honor intact while working on your heart. People can make it better, but they cannot make it right. Right with you and right with the person you offended. See, it was well in my soul. It was well in the officer's soul, and it was well with the judge. We all had an agreeable spirit that what the charges that were presented wasn't the charge that I should have been charged with. Who could have done such a thing? Only the hand of God, because God is in control of all of our conscience. God was able to remove any biases that would have been in place that would have hindered me from speaking an apology. He removed any biases from that judge to me, the defendant, and say, listen, I don't want to hear what she has to say because I'm reading what this paperwork says. But it was God that touched his heart again to look at the video, because at first he did not want to watch it. He said that he was too busy. It was God that went inside of his schedule and made room, that made time for him to watch it. So don't brush off my testimony to think that, okay, well, I'm happy that God has done it for you. No, I want you to celebrate with me, but I want you to hear me out, because the podcast says, here to grow. Do you know how vulnerable I have to be to tell you that I was locked up? Do you know what it, I don't know if some of you have ever been in jail before. It was humiliating to call my daughter from a jail cell. Do you know how much strength it took for me to not be in tears talking to my daughter, being her strength behind bars? Do you know what it took to call a parent behind bars and say, can you help me with my child? It takes courage to ask for help when you don't see no way out. But the only way you're going to get that delayed gratification is when you open your mouth. God said, I need you to speak about what's happening with you. And I'm like, are you just like, I'm already embarrassed, God. Like, I'm not going to have any friends. I'm not going to have any co-laborers. But in this 6 months, God revealed the people that weren't even for me, that were using me, that despitefully used the good in me. Those who were enemies of honey. I don't even know how you can become an enemy of honey. unless your inner me is against you. In this 6 months, I got to see people that hate me for being calm, peaceful, respected. So until you've been cursed and still have to humble yourself to tell someone else, hey, I'm in my lowest, and yet I'm reaching out my hand and I'm asking for you to extend your hand, I'm still somebody. Come on, y'all. To believe that you're somebody when people are kicking you, walking away from you, that's hard. And I'm saying my situation is not your circumstance. But you're going to need that good character. You're going to need a great moral compass. And I'm saying, let me guide you to make sure that you have great output by allowing me to input God's perspective into your mindset. Because with mindfulness, you won't go into a place where God asks for humility and drop the ball because you're looking to be right. Everything around you can't serve you. Sometimes you are sent to serve everything around you. And then you will be served with more peace, more joy, and more honor. See, I wouldn't be promoted in the kingdom of God had I not had faith of a mustard seed. So you either want faith or you want people's approval of you. Did you make a bad decision? Yes, you did. Yes, I did. And even if I can go back and forth and be argumentative with God, God said he wanted silence. You think I'm about to go back and forth with the king and say, well, she did this, he did that. I don't have time. God said, I wanted you to be quiet. There are some decisions I could have made too. In that moment when I felt fear creep in, I could have denounced it. I could have renounced fear. I didn't use my spiritual tools of praying. I didn't do what I tell my students to do, to take a deep breath. Why? Because I was a little nervous. I've heard all of these stories about what happens, you know, when a person that looks like myself is pulled over. And I, instead of thinking of the character of that woman, I was thinking on the characters of officers that weren't her. And so as she was talking, I was building up this defense. And in her offense, she asked a question. I didn't hear it. So she had to repeat herself. And so she's looking at me. I'm looking at her. And she's like, hold on. She looks kind of powerful, but what kind of power does this woman have? Is it a power that, you know, that I'm going to be okay? She didn't have no time to keep going back and forth with me. So it went up from there. So if you're listening to this, then you have to be willing to be humiliated. God doesn't owe you, you know, for your life to go, you know, the way that you have planned for it to go. If you can be humiliated by your spouse, your loved one, you can take some humiliation for the king. And I bet all those people that turned away from me, guess where they are? In the same spot, in same positions of judgment. But the Bible says, judge not, ye shall not be judged. Condemn, and ye shall not be condemned. My lawyer said to me that you should have did this. This was her disposition. She was like, okay, You should have done this. You should have done this. But then I called her in a vulnerable moment. I had someone, you know, high profile asking her the status of my case and, you know, where was she with things? And in a moment, split second, she lost her cool because she didn't want to be checked about it. And then she had to humble herself because that person was standing in their authority too. And ever since she had to humble herself, she looked at me and she said, man, you know what? It is easy to get beside yourself in a split second. It's not all of who you are, but that part of you can rise up. Of confusion can rise up. Nervousness can flare. Fear can be present. And with all that said, God is everlasting. So I am here to announce that I'm here to stay. The devil thought he had me, but God said, no, she's mine. Yeah, you can go poke that reputation. You can go poke that respect that everyone has, that admiration. But she's mine. She belongs to me. I will prove it and she will prove it. I first had to prove it. That's one thing I love about God. When you come over here talking about you want to be a Christian, you better have good character. Because people are going to kick you down, you know, when you're down. Because when you're up, everyone is smiling in your face. And I had a few people that stuck with me, that offered to pray with me. Only a few, maybe two. Everyone else, they took steps back. And that's good because they couldn't see what I look at when I look in the mirror. My eyes have never seen a woman glow like this, move like this, sway like this, teach like this. I am my phenomenal woman. I am who I want to be. So I don't have to be jealous or envious. I don't have to wait until someone's life is shattered, until they're in a position of broken hope, in a position of despair, to look down upon them. My, you know, when you hear this, me talk about this court case, I wasn't on a downward spiral. I was on an upward climb to my new identity. Come on, somebody. You better teach this, Holy Spirit. For me to become the woman I am now sitting on this, I had to labor for it. I had to fight for it. I had to resist for it. Resist the temptation to go back to every person that turned away and say, hey, no, don't go. Wait, God is going to do something special. No. I know that they needed to see a miracle. So God has presented a table in the presence of my enemies. And yet it's delayed gratification. Delayed gratification is still gratification. So with that said, I am in a position of feeling empty. My body empty of myself. I just feel flooded with worship and praise. I have tingles all over my body as I'm speaking this to you. Because today I was trying to avoid recording the podcast on this day. Because you may not know this, I don't like to come into the room of recording you know, God's words to his people, to his sheep, if my heart posture has any doubt of who God is. Because I believe as a servant leader, my heart, my emotions, they transfer over to you. And so when we were looking at the schedule and then we had this block time for today, I didn't tell anyone about the court date, but maybe one person and my children. And I was like, God, ain't that funny that you want me to record on this date? And God said, yes. So I want to make sure that you know it. In my anniversary month, God got the victory. The victory was already mine, right? I just had to make sure that I was willing to go in the field to pull down that victory. And so now when I look at people, I have a different testimony that I didn't even ask for. I have something else that I can say, God did this and that for my life. And I cannot wait to, you know, share the news with my daughter. I was in tears and I shared a voice message with my son and, you know, just hysterical. You know, they, you know, everyone was like, Mom, do this. Mom, you should try to do this. And I'm like, no. If you're not telling me to try God, then I rebuke you. And, you know, when people come around me and I start rebuking them, they think that, you know, oh, you're being too spiritual. Well, they must not be in their word of God. Because if anyone speaks death over what I'm believing for, I have to uproot that person out of the room. I have to remove their voice from my ear. Because doubt is easier to grab than it is to grab a hold of faith. And, you know, I did a Bible study session this morning, and the young lady said that sometimes we forget who's on the boat with us. Who's in the boat? Jesus is in my boat. So as long as I know that Jesus is in the boat with me, then I know that the winds obey, the waves obey, disobedience, and any man or woman falls flat because it will obey when the time comes. It doesn't matter if God has to, you know, allow that diagnosis of cancer to come through, you know, the spiritual realm. It doesn't matter if he has to challenge your marriage. Oh, he's going to get you at a surrender posture to pray. If he has to come in and have your child be bullied or have your child, you know, tasting some drugs, whatever he has to do, he's going to speak to that heart until you are remorseful. And God spoke in so many ways in this situation. So if you heard me tell you about what happened, and you're like, ah, that's not a woman of God that I want to listen to. I want to remind you, brother or sister, that God can choose you for any type of battle. You do understand that David had to slay a Philistine. That was a man. He didn't just slay lions and bears. Whatever God called you to, you must stand for that call. All calls aren't pretty. So make sure that you are co-laboring with the Holy Spirit so that you can be victorious, because delayed gratification is still gratification. Okay. And as you're, you know, pressing towards the mark and you like, honey, I don't have anyone that can speak life into me. Honey, I don't have someone praying for me. Good. Because if you go into the Bible, Jesus had three close companions and they all fell asleep. There's going to be a time when everyone is going to be fast asleep when you're suffering. But understand, your suffering is for you. to produce patience so that you can be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Ask yourself, do you want to be established? If you do, you better welcome discomfort. This won't be the first time I'm tested. It sure won't be the last time. So if you rocking with honey is contingent upon, if I don't have a smudge on my character, I go ahead and open the door and allow you to walk out of it. Because I shall face whatever my king needs victory for. For the people, he shall reveal that he's the king. And who am I? I am the king's daughter, queen, lady, honey, happily serving despite the odds that were stacked against me. But now the burden has been lifted and I'm in a worship posture. And to keep that worship going, I like to freestyle. So here we are. Father, I spoke of your character. Did you hear me? What parts of my speech spoke to you the most? I raise a toast of you to you. And all in the wine glass is the blood of Jesus and the bread of life. Feast with me. Commune with me, Father. Because those late nights took a toll on my soul. But the Holy Spirit cranked me back up because you have the utmost integrity of keeping a track record of loving me despite of. So thank you for seeing past that circumstance to love on a daughter. Thank you for revealing the people around me. But thank you, God, that I don't look down upon them. I forgive all of those that came up against me. And I forgive them because they know not what they do. But I do thank you that I was not harmed in the process. I was loved in the process. I was sustained in the process, as I knew that I would be. So thank you for increasing me to a next level of faith. Guys, I love you. Stay connected to this podcast because I'm going to stay connected to God. You know, together we will stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.